It's almost time for summer vacations from school, and students around the country are looking forward to taking it easy. But for high school seniors, the relaxation is already well underway. With most of the required work behind them, second semester seniors are notorious for checking out, slacking off, and sleeping in. The diagnosis, senioritis. And it has hit hard at Roosevelt High School in Seattle. NPR's Robert Smith has been reporting from there all year, and he has never seen it this bad.
Senior Caitlin Green might be asleep, but it's hard to tell. Her head is down on a table in the high school counseling office. She's moaning lightly. Here are her symptoms.
I won't go to the third floor ever because it's just too much work. And all the math classes are up there, and it just freaks me out. You plan on going to school on Fridays, but just somewhere in between it just doesn't work out for you.
She wants to plead to the counselor that she has attention deficit disorder, but thinks it might be suspicious that it came on in the last 2 months of her school career. Caitlin is like much of the senior class here. She's done, emotionally, intellectually, academically, yet the state requires that her body show up for all her classes, and what great senior classes they are.
Right now I have yoga, speech, secretarial services, and the class that I went to South Africa with.
Do you feel that perhaps you've wasted an opportunity here to take some more interesting classes in your senior year, or harder classes?
I get to sleep in every day till like 7:30. That's a great opportunity. I get to go home at 1:20. That's a pretty good opportunity. Yeah, no.
Can you blame her? Caitlin's already been accepted to college. She has precisely enough credits to graduate and a 3.5 grade point average. But at the same time, there's much hand-wringing nationwide about how the senior year in American high schools is wasted. Colleges complain about the amount of time and money they have to spend teaching remedial classes. Roosevelt counselor Ken Courtney says the problem is deeper than just the arrival of sunny weather and the prom.
I think that's a piece of it, but I just think it's a mindset that your senior year is supposed to be your easy year.
Students walk into his office in ninth grade already talking about how they want to party during their senior year. 4 years later, the prophecy is fulfilled, and Courtney spends the second semester riding seniors, pushing them toward graduation, meeting with their parents, and exhorting them over and over again to finish strong. He has the classic threat.
Colleges say if a student bellies up and doesn't pass their classes, they will unaccept them.
But he concedes that he's never had a student unadmitted. As much as he tries to keep seniors going, the system has almost no consequences.
They don't lose anything. That's the issue. It's not a loss that they're getting. It's they're not gaining as much as they could. By having senioritis, they're not gaining college credit. They're not gaining experience. They're not doing well on the AP test. They're not buying into maximizing their senior year.
And that's a hard argument to make. The American school system is built on threats of not passing, of not graduating, or not getting into college. By the second semester of senior year, the system has run out of things to hold over most students. And among some teachers, this is acknowledged as a tradition. They let the seniors slack off, and the seniors flock into their classes. At Roosevelt High School, one of the most popular classes has the weighty name of Honors, Law, and Society.
Oh, grazie. Musica maestro.
Today, they're watching the movie Life is Beautiful. In fact, they watch a movie just about every day. Spinal Tap, The Truman Show. All they have to do is write a short essay about the theme of the film. And as a bonus, their teacher, Jack Russo, has filled his room with couches. Seniors like Ellie Cross love this man.
I think of high school is like this hard meal full of spinach and broccoli and gross things you don't want to eat. And Russo's class is like the dessert, you know? It's like the chocolate cake that comes at the end. It's like you earn that after all that gross spinach of like history and AP classes.
Lounging on the couches, the seniors nap and eat and zone out.
So what are you learning in class today?
In this class? is that a trick question? Not much.
Jack Russo, the teacher and projectionist for this class, says he knows it isn't difficult.
Years ago, I would sit and have these long, serious discussions with them, but they didn't like that. They didn't like that. They were tired of that. They're tired of the same old discussions that they've been having for 4 years.
Russo's light touch with the seniors does make it hard on other Roosevelt teachers, who feel pressure from their students to make their classes easier too. But Russo says it's not the worst thing in the world.
There's a certain mentality within the building that we need to keep all this pressure on seniors all year, that we don't want them to have like a wasted quarter, or that, you know, we want to have rigor all the way through. But I think that, you know, most of these kids are good students. They're going to college. The relationship I have with them is that I try to give them things to do, but I think I also understand that they might need a little break.
Russo admits that watching movies is not the ultimate answer. He thinks ideally the whole senior year would have to be restructured with internships and seminar-style classes. Many at Roosevelt High School agree that they have to do something to recognize that seniors are different. The school is pushing kids to enroll in AP and college courses, but that's not for everyone. One plan floated by the faculty would create subject majors that would let seniors follow their own interests. But so far, the best way the school has to keep at least some seniors showing up is to continue to wave those diplomas in front of their faces.
Is this too operational?
In a computer room on the third floor, 20 seniors are making a last-ditch effort to get out of Roosevelt. They're close to the 2.0 grade point average required to graduate, so they're taking a test that could give them a waiver and a diploma. Jason Rowley has had a form of senioritis since his freshman year, often skipping classes and getting no credit. Now he's showing up every single day.
I'm not allowed to have one unexcused absence or I don't graduate, because I have a deal set up with the administrators.
So when almost every one of the 400 seniors took off one Friday, senior skip day it's called, Jason was here, working, if not exactly engaged.
Yeah, it wasn't very fun, but I skipped for 4 years. I figure I can make it one day and then never have to come back again, then skip one day and have to come back for the rest of the summer.
But to get more out of seniors than just attendance is going to take major changes, and as many teachers here will concede, the seniors are not the most pressing problem in the school system. By the 12th grade, the die is cast. The school has done or not done its job. By this time of year, the seniors are already on their own. Robert Smith, NPR News, Seattle.
There's more on our series about Roosevelt High School at our website, npr.org.